Hey, my name is Lucas.
And my name is Jacob.
The Bro Show Podcast.
You're adjusting the mic?
Yeah. Oh, is this the beginning?
Yeah.
Wait.
Could you tell because I put my podcast voice on? And then I just switched to like the podcast.
You were talking in your butt voice?
Yeah, that's my real voice, guys.
Okay.
I have neck acne.
Oh, yeah, you do.
I don't know if it's because it's
all... I noticed that.
We're recording this mid-election week, so I don't know if it's from stress. Has anyone else gotten neck acne?
I haven't. But it is this thing where every, like, when I'm editing a video, it feels like every 15 minutes I have to type an election on Google and see what's happening.
Oh, yeah. By the time you guys are listening to this, it's either a done deal or everything's on fire.
I hope
it's just a done deal. I hope nothing is.
It seems like Joe Biden is going
I
to
know!
Win.
Hell yes. And you know why he won? Because of the Bro of the Week!
Yeah!
Laura, look at her. Laura, thank you so much for supporting our Patreon. You are the Bro of the Week. And it's because of her that Joe Biden won. So let's all give her a hand.
I know, because... We out at a goal of 500 patrons, but we got to 90, and because we got 90 patrons, it happened.
I know, but look at her. I don't know if you guys can see this on the video podcast, but she has glass skin. Her skin is glowing.
I know. Lola, what's your skincare routine?
I know.
Drop
the routine. Oh, my God. I feel like it's genetics.
Yeah, there is those people that don't ever wash their face, but they just have clear AF skin.
Doesn't she look like a Netflix character? She looks like a teen movie on Netflix character. I don't know. Like, that's so cool.
I feel like she'd be a character on that show that's big on Netflix right now. That person in Paris.
Emily in Paris.
Yeah, Emily in Paris. I feel like she'd be like her friend or something.
I'm feeling like more teen vibes, like Euphoria, but like she's not a drug addict, but like she's the friend who's like, don't do drugs, but like it's still okay if you do.
It's so funny dissecting someone's photo. She's so offended.
But we love you, Laura. And if you too want to have your appearance commented on by the bros, go to lucasandjacob.com and become a patron.
Yeah, you get only access to these bomb episodes that everyone wants to listen to.
Yep. Become a bro. She's actually on to become Bro of the Week, they have to be on the highest tier. She's in the VIP crowd, but we love all of the bros.
Yeah.
We love them all.
Even if you're not a patron.
Yeah, we love you. Yeah, even if you aren't a patron, we still love you. Yeah. We love all of the bros the same. What all parents say, but they secretly have a favorite.
Do you think so?
For sure, right? They can't ever comment on it. Maybe they haven't even admitted it to themselves, but they have a favorite.
Oh, so like...
Do you not think? Or do you think it actually is true? Like, I love them all the same.
I feel like not a favorite, but those favorites.
But I also feel like I do believe they love all of them the same. I feel like if you have kids, you love all of your kids the exact same, but you just have certain ones that like, we vibe. The vibes are good.
Yeah, like if you have like a group of friends, like you might be friends with them all the same, but you might have favorites or favorites.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Even with pets, like I only have one pet, but if I had two, I'm sure they'd be like, oh, I vibe more with this one, but like I still love the other one. I'm still going to take care of it.
I would hate being a hamster. Because you know no one actually cares.
Bottom of the totem pole.
Same with a fish. Like, I just don't... Like, we had a fish at one point, a fish tank, but I just don't think it should be legal.
We did? Was I living at the house? Because I don't think so.
No.
When did you guys have a fish tank?
At the house in California. It was an actual fish tank. There was, like, three fishies.
Wait, did the house come with it?
No, like, mom, like, bought an actual fish tank. And it
Where
was, like,
cool. was it?
In the kitchen.
Why are you making all this up?
I'm not making it
what?
Up.
What? Wait, so mom moved to California and just that was always her dream to have a fish tank or what?
I'm trying to think. I'm getting... Okay, so I don't remember how we got him, but I just remember like it has to do with the fail kind of.
Oh, yeah. I feel like when mom lived in California for the year and a half that she was there, like she was like kind of a more of a free spirit. Like didn't you guys have like season passes to like Knott's Berry Farm? Like you went to Disneyland on the... You guys are happy. It just seems like you guys are living like this life.
Yeah, for like that 2 years we lived in California, it was like in my mind, even though I wasn't in a Disney Channel original movie, it felt like I was.
Yeah, because also, like, getting a fish tank, even, like, that's not the most glamorous thing, but, like, I just know, like, she would have never done that when I lived with her.
But the one thing that sucked about California, which I think, like, when you look at, like, the statistics, that's how it works, but California schools are, like, at least the ones we went to were, like, they gave, like, way more homework, and they made you do way more stuff than the schools in Nebraska, and I think, like, California has, like, a higher education system or something.
And then you came to Nebraska and it was, like, so easy.
Like, I think that's, like, the...
Oh, yeah.
Everyone in Nebraska is dumb. That's not what I'm saying.
But the schools are harder, right?
Yeah, it just felt harder to me.
But, oh, yeah, I remember when I took acting classes as a teen in L.A., like, these other teens that lived in L.A., like, I didn't live there. I just was there for the acting class.
Yeah.
They would say, like, oh, yeah, like, my high school is, like, preparing me for college because it was, like, these private schools and... They said they literally had homework for, like, until midnight. And I was like, I don't know if, like, as a teen, like, I just had, like, a regular amount of homework. Like, literally, I'm not even kidding, like, 20 minutes a day. It was so easy. But like, these people who have to have homework till midnight, I'm like, oh, my God, like, how, what?
Yeah, okay, so the middle school I was about to go to in California, but I only went there for 2 weeks. Tell me if I'm being dramatic, but I remember in the English class, I was so mad because the teacher said, maybe this is just me being like being so lazy, but she said we had to read a book a week and chapter books, but you know what I mean.
That does seem sounded... But so how much homework would you have a day?
Well, like, I was only there for 2 weeks, but like, it just made it seem like I'd have to do homework for like 3 hours, and to me that was like,
I know, it's like, I have a life, boo. And also, like, with that private,
I do the twerk tag.
Oh yeah, you recording the twerk tag on your YouTube channel as like a 12-year-old. But the people who I went to acting class with who had homework literally falling, is the school just assuming, like, nobody in the school is ever going to have a job? I mean, like, because, you know, like, a lot of teens, while they're in high school, they have jobs sometimes.
Yeah.
But are they just assuming, like, these kids don't? Because, I mean, you have no time for anything
else.
No,
I feel like maybe, like, the private schools. Do those people go to private schools?
Yeah.
I'm assuming if, like, the private schools are kind of like, oh, well, like, your parents are sending you to private school, so you should have enough money.
I don't know. But I remember the same girl who told me that high school thing. Also, this was before I watched Real Housewives, but she told me, like, oh, yeah, they came to my house and, like, they wanted our family to be on it. But, like, my family would never do that. So, but they really wanted us to be on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, but we just didn't want to.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because her dad was, like, a famous actor. Not, like, famous, but he was on, like, some TV show.
Yeah.
But yeah, my little name drop. I'm not going to say who it was, but their last name rhymes with... Wep, Johnny Depp, this kid. I'm just kidding. Well, it wasn't that.
I heard last night that The Real Housewives was based off Desperate Housewives. Is that real? That's what I heard.
Oh, yeah, because I think Desperate Housewives was so big, so they probably were like... And also The OC back then was so big. So I think that they did the first series, which is The Real Housewives of The OC, because everyone was obsessed with Housewives and The OC. But are people still obsessed with The OC? I feel like that kind of passed.
Yeah, it's probably not as big of a thing.
People are more obsessed now with, like,
is San
Colorado.
Diego the OC?
No. The OC is kind of where you guys live, like Diamond Bar.
Oh, yeah.
But Diamond Bar is not the
OC. Diamond Bar is not the OC, right?
But it's close to it. Like, the OC is, like,
but isn't
Anaheim.
San Diego kind of close?
I think maybe.
Oh, wait. No, you're right. It's, like, by, I don't know, like, Anaheim and stuff.
Yeah, so, the OC is in between LA and San Diego.
Yeah, you're right. So.
But what were we just talking? Oh, but back then, remember, I always wore, like, Hollister shirts because, like, Hollister Beach. Where is Hollister Beach?
When we lived in California, who wore Hollister?
No, I said, no, growing up in Nebraska, I always wore Hollister Beach shirts.
Is that actually a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Hollister Beach?
Yeah, but I remember, let me see where Hollister is in LA. Hollister, California. But Hollister is gonna, oh, I forgot you can't really talk about it because you did a brand deal of them. Never mind, let's move on.
I don't know what the terms and conditions are.
Oh, yeah. We love Hollister. Just kidding, I actually do like them.
I know, like... The clothes I have are good.
Yeah, Jacob. That's what.
It
Jacob...
feels like we're doing an ad, but we aren't. This isn't.
Oh yeah.
I wanted to talk about. So someone commented on our last podcast and said, "Just signed up to Patreon. Love these guys." But you know how YouTube.
Rox? That's her name, right?
Oh yeah, Rox. I don't know. But yeah, you know how YouTube has auto-generated like comment replies?
I actually didn't know they had this.
Like, I always saw it, but this one was so funny to me. So someone said, just sign up to Patreon, love these guys. And then the three replies that are generated by YouTube are, awesome, thank you. Okay, that's good. Like, that's a good reply. Welcome aboard. This is when I had to screenshot it and talk about it on the podcast. Like, what if we commented back, welcome aboard? Like, that has to be a robot.
But I feel like the third one is legend, exclamation point.
It kind of knows us.
But we would never say legend, right? Would we? Would we? Actually, we would.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like something we'd say. So I don't know if they listen to us. They don't, probably, but...
That's so funny. Like, if you get a reply from a YouTuber, like, it might just be an auto-generated reply. Wait, I'd be pissed.
Isn't that even a thing with Apple Watch? You can do auto-generated reply?
Oh, yeah. Like, if someone texts you, you can just say, like, they have, like, four replies or just auto.
It's like, boo, just text me back.
I never text anyone. I always use the auto generator.
That's so funny. Like, for what?
I'm just kidding. Wouldn't that be funny, though? Because I feel like in the future, there will, like, your phone will know so much about you that it'll try to, like, auto generate everything. And then, like, you really could just never reply to anyone because it would know what you would say.
That would be so annoying. Maybe it would just be used to it. But that also, sounds so annoying. Because why can't I just be in the convo?
I know, but it would just know exactly what you were thinking. So then you wouldn't even know you had conversations with these people.
Oh, like, what if you called a mom, but she was busy, but they knew her so well that, like, she was talking to you?
I know, and she's just like, that'd be so annoying.
I know, because, like, you could never know someone's, like, true opinions or whatever.
Real quick, before the rest of the podcast, we want to say thank you to this podcast sponsor, HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh lets you skip those trips to the grocery store and makes home cooking easy, fun, and affordable.
And HelloFresh is high quality ingredients. It's pre-portioned, it's nutritious, so you're going to be eating healthy.
Yeah, they sent us a meal kit for the week.
Thank you.
And thank you, HelloFresh. I've actually already tried it before and loved it, but this time I made the Italian chicken over lemony spaghetti. That's what I love about this, because I wouldn't think to make these cool recipes, you know? It was super easy, super good. Jacob had some.
Yeah, thanks for making it, first of all. But yeah, it was good.
I know, I felt like a straight-up chef.
Also with HelloFresh, it's easy to prepare when you want your meals. You can skip a week. You can pick the days you want it delivered, so you can have it work around your schedule.
HelloFresh also helps you eat more sustainably. The stuff they ship your food in is pretty much completely recyclable, or it's made from already recycled content. Lucky for you guys, you can go to HelloFresh.com/BroShow90 and use the code BroShow90 to get $90 off, including free shipping.
Yes.
Go get your $90 off of the number one meal kit in America, hunty.
And thanks for sponsoring this episode. Let's go back to the podcast.
I know. Carol Baskin's bisexual.
For real?
Yeah.
Like, is this a lie or no?
No, she confirmed that, like, hell yeah, I'm into girls and boys.
Oh, like, to where?
That was a direct quote.
Oh, you're
just kidding. Actually, it wasn't. But she did say, I'm bisexual, so welcome to the LGBTQ+, Carol Baskin. We have a murderer in the house.
Wait, so she's actually bi. This feels like
I mean, unless what that's I read was a... Did I accidentally read The Onion?
You know, like, no, that fake? It's real.
No, I read it. It was, she said...
Congrats.
She said, like, out. Oh, I've never had a wife, obviously. And I'm pretty sure she has a husband. She said, like, oh, yeah, like, I could have had a wife. I easily could have. She said, like, yeah, like, girls are hot. And she said, like, Ariana Grande's hot. And, like...
You made that.
And Amanda Bynes.
I love that. I'm excited.
I know.
The thing about Carol Baskin is that I just don't, like... I didn't even really watch Tiger King. Like, I kind of watched it, but, like, I just don't get, like, is she a killer or not? Like, I want to know.
I don't know if I'm, like, brain dead or what, but I watched the whole series. I don't remember what happened. I'm not kidding. Like, I don't remember why Joe Exotic's in prison. But
it's because we watched so much stuff.
I know. Also, I watched it, and it was one of those things where I wish it was all... I wish they have, like, 7 parts. I wish they had a version where it's just a documentary, because I don't want to have to watch 7 effing hours, and I could just watch an hour and a half documentary.
Oh, yeah. I've thought that so many times, like... For some reason, only with salt in shows, but with most shows, binging it sounds annoying.
I know. Let me see. Why did Joe... Do you know why he went to prison? I'm pretty sure he tried to kill Carol Baskin.
Oh, is that why?
Oh, yeah. He was guilty of 2 counts of murder for hire.
He tried to hire a hitman.
But then everyone was on his side for some reason. Everyone was like, free Joe. And like, they all, everyone like was like, we don't like Carol. Cause like, there's this whole conspiracy that like she had her ex-husband eaten by the tigers.
Oh, yeah. I just want to believe she is not a killer.
I know. I just don't get the vibe that she's a killer. I said that in a video. Like, I just don't, when I look at her, I don't get killer vibes. And I feel like my vibes matter more than anything else. So, like, that's the truth, that she's not a killer.
Yeah, like, I feel like for sure, like, 95% of the time, like, vibes are right. So, like, we've never met her, though. We need to meet her in person, you know.
Didn't you say that yesterday you were watching the Trisha podcast, and she said that James Charles has murder vibes?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you guys probably know this, but Trisha Paytas has a podcast with H3, Ethan Klein. And the highlights of that podcast always show up in my recommended, and like, they're so funny. But yeah, it's kind of what you were saying. Like, Trisha said that Gabby Hanna and James Charles, she basically said they're for sure gonna be serial killers.
Oh my god, that's scary.
I mean, like,
I'd be so offended if someone said I had serial killer vibes and they were genuinely for real. I'd be like, what?
I would too, because like, I'm trying to be a nice person, but I don't know.
Did she give any like reasons why?
She said that they're narcissists. I remember her saying.
I actually don't get killer vibes from them.
Yeah, like I
like Gabby Hanna, maybe. But
the only people I get killer vibes are like someone with a gun pointing at someone.
Yeah. I guess I don't ever like watch YouTube and think, like, are these people killers?
No, there is some people, like, okay, so like not any popular YouTubers, but like when you're bored some days and you find those YouTubers that get like 3,000 views a video, and you just find a random YouTuber, basically.
Yeah.
Like, the views don't matter. But, and you just, like, kind of think, like, maybe they're a killer. Because that has happened, like, I'm searching YouTube, just Googling random things, and, like, I find this random person who lives in, like, a random place in this country or world, and then, like, I just kind of get, like, something's creepy is happening. Did people tell the story about us driving by that car? This is just a vibe story. We were driving, and there was this guy in this like white car that looked older.
Yeah, like, and if anyone has an older car that's a sedan, like, automatically a serial killer anyway.
Yeah, so some of the paint was peeling, it looked like, but the thing, the guy was obviously just had serial killer vibes, but it was creepier. There was this big dog. It looked like the dog from Homeward Bound. It was just staring at us, no blinking, black eyes. It was creepy.
I remember, yeah, we were with our sister and Matthew, and all of you guys were like, oh my god, serial killer vibes. But I think I went along with it, but I didn't really feel it.
I did feel it, and I was kind of creeped up because I felt like I like saw a serial killer, but I...
No, you guys are more creeped up by the dog, though. It's like, unfortunately, the dog isn't going to kill anyone.
Oh, like, possessed, though.
You guys straight up convinced yourselves that the dog was possessed. That's so funny, thinking that, like, you're driving a car by yourself, and, like, you don't know that a whole group of people in the car next to you have just all confirmed.
I would hate that.
They've all come to the conclusion that you're a serial killer and your dog is possessed.
But the thing about it is that I still kind of think he's a serial killer, but I think Matthew and Ali, our sister, said the next day, like, we were joking too.
Oh,
yeah, I think they said, like, oh, I was just trying to be funny and scary. But yeah, like, there is, I don't get it that often, but like, there is serial killer vibes. But I don't think that should be like, if you're in court, that should be a reason.
Oh, yeah, that's what sucks about like the Salem witch trial days. Because like, back then it was all just like, someone like me, no experience in law, and just, they would go off their vibes and be like, yeah, these girls were all witches. Like, we have to burn them at the stake. Like, that, I'm so thankful, like, they don't go off of vibes in court.
I know.
Although, like, what if they do in, like, 20 years?
I feel like in the 1800s, you'd be part of, like, a village or whatever. You do one thing that's different, and they're like, kill everyone like you.
I know.
Or, like, what?
Something, like, you know, sometimes you just are weird. Like, you just have, like, an awkward vibe for a day, or, like, someone's like, what's wrong with you? Or you're like, oh, I don't know, like, I just woke up weird today, like, I'm sure tomorrow I'll be back to my normal self. And like, if you have a weird day like that, I'm sure in the 1700s, you'd be like, okay, like, we're killing them because they're possessed by a spirit.
I know. It's like, no, I'm not possessed. I just ate a bagel.
Yeah, literally. Back in those, that's so scary. That's literally the Salem witch trials. Didn't they just suspect that? You actually watched a whole video on it.
Yeah.
Give us a rundown.
Yeah, basically, it was a Michelle Platy video. It was like 15 minutes, and she said like, yeah, like, so they thought these few girls were witches because they were acting weird.
But didn't you say, like, people in the town were being weird? So they thought there was, like, a witch in the town? Because weren't people, like, acting crazy or something?
I think there was these two girls that were acting crazy.
Oh, okay.
And then basically they, and then basically it got to a point where like they were just killing anyone that was different.
Wasn't it probably like, unfortunately, like those, weren't they, by acting crazy, didn't they like cry or something? Or what was crazy that they did?
Yeah, I think it was just, I'm not really like a good source because I like, but yeah, it sounded crazy because it sounded like they just killed people that were different.
That is scary.
I know, but.
I'm so thankful that we're officially in the holiday season.
I know, November 4th, like so much happiness is in the world. Thanksgiving, I know. Although like the background behind Thanksgiving is bad, I'm still excited for it.
Oh yeah, if you like ignore the whole like, we stole this country from people and like slaughtered them, like, oh my God, like, I love Thanksgiving.
I'm not laughing because it's funny, but I'm just laughing because like,
stuffing and turkey and ham. Oh my God.
Black Friday? I don't care about Corona. Just joking.
Okay, I know this is, sounds like just one of those memes that's been said way too many times, but no one likes the turkey on Thanksgiving. Like, why do they? But I like it being there for the aesthetic.
I don't care if I sound like an Instagram meme. Like, I literally... I don't know if every family does this, but ham is way better.
But I don't think, I think I always get a piece of meat just for show, but like I will eat it, but I get like the tiniest piece, but I mostly just want the sides because that's where it's at.
Yeah, and like, I don't want to hate, so I'm not going to say it. this isn't even mean, it's mean kind of, but I'm just saying like, I don't know if other families know how to, like, it's always dry to me. But maybe it's always dry. Like,
they
I'm not
hate on mom.
I'm not hating on the people cooking.
I swear,
I'm
like, every
saying,
Thanksgiving,
like,
though, there's drama. I've never been involved in it, but I see it happening. We're like, there's so much drama with how to cook the turkey. And, like, oh, mom, yeah. Like, someone will keep opening up the oven. And it's like, oh, he opened up the oven another 60 minutes. Oh, my God. And they say, stop checking on it and all this stuff. And it's always drama. And it just always turns out weird.
And, like, usually on Thanksgiving, like, I'm helping making, like, something. Like, I'm kind of, like, kind of helpful.
Yeah,
but like then like I like mom and dad are like, there's like always something we're like, we're gonna eat dinner at this time, but it's like it's not that big of a deal.
But I want suggestions from you guys. I hope there's some bomb ass cooks out there. I want to make something really good for Thanksgiving, like something unique. It has to be salty, savory. Like, I'm picturing some sort of like macaroni, but not that. Like, what should I make? It can't be the basic stuff. Like, we're not talking about stuffing or, like, green bean casserole. Like, please. I'm just hoping somebody out there has a suggestion that'll change my Thanksgiving experience.
Oh, yeah. Comment something that's, like, unique, though. Like, we don't want corn casserole, all that stuff. Like, something that's kind of, like, wait. I
But it has to be
that.
Salty. Like, I'm almost picturing, like, hot dogs. But, like, not that.
Ew.
But, like, I'm picturing that type of vibe. Like, something so weird.
It can't have meat in it, though.
It can. I'm down.
Because it's already ham and turkey.
No, but it can have, like, a little bit of meat in it. Because you know, like, green bean casserole has meat in it, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Has, like, ground beef?
People put bacon in it sometimes. Oh, but I've already said this in the podcast, but, like, I'm against people putting bacon in everything.
I love it.
And also, like, I know, like, in Nebraska, like, everyone's obsessed with corn. Well, not everyone's obsessed with it, but
we're
like
the corn
go
state.
To is corn.
Yeah.
But I don't get why people add corn into everything. But I'm down for it.
Do you
it.
Not like scalloped corn on Thanksgiving?
I literally don't even really eat it. I'm
Are
like,
you kidding?
Chuck my plate. Next time it probably won't even
oh
be on my
Oh my God.
Plate.
That scalloped corn to me is like one of the best. It's so good. But the hard ass topping, you dip in, ugh, moist corn. And like, you can kind of taste the eggs because they aren't cooked all the way. I just love it.
Yeah, I'm not even trying to be like a libertarian.
It's so funny. Last Thanksgiving, I remember sitting at one of these makeshift tables mom put in the living room because our family is way too effing big to all fit in one house for Thanksgiving. I was sitting on this makeshift table that might have thing, and I'm almost choked because I was one of the first people to get food, and like, I didn't want to say anything because I was like, I'm not going to cause drama, but like, I could feel myself choking on the food because I ate it that fast.
Wait, what?
Yeah, like, I could feel myself choking, and I was like, it's okay, it'll pass, and it did. But I was thinking, I'm like, if this goes on for like 30 more seconds, I'm going to have to actually be like, someone help.
That would be it. That just sounds
But
so.
I've already talked about this, I think, but I have this annoying-ass problem where, like, I eat food too fast and then I start choking.
And that does sound annoying.
That's just, like, a fat person problem.
Happens with chicken, right?
That just makes me sound like, boo, just eat like a normal person. Do you have to eat so fast you're going to choke yourself?
Oh, yeah, like, okay, so, like, I'm not a fat ass. I'm joking. Like, I don't know if I'm not a fat ass, but...
You weren't sure?
No, like, I don't mean, like... But, like, you know, you can act like a fat ass.
You're talking about, like, the energy of it. Yeah. Not, like, who cares? We're not talking about the physical.
Oh,
like, the
yeah.
energy
when
of,
When I
like,
say fat ass, I'm talking, like, the energy of a fat ass.
Yeah, like eating so fast you choke.
Yeah, like, I feel like I, most of the time during dinner, have the energy of a fat ass. Like, yeah. I just, like, wanna, like, eat it fast. I know, but like, why? What's the point?
I don't know if it's like our from back in the olden days, like you had to eat so fast so the other village people didn't eat it or what, but like whenever I eat, I always have so much stress, like I have to eat this so fast.
I have another story. This was a thought in my mind this morning. So I was eating an egg sandwich. And our like parents' cat was kept coming up because she's whacking at the table, and then I kept putting her down. And then she came up for the third time. And then I put her down. And then I had this thought in my mind, like, wait, am I like stressed that she's gonna eat the food just because I wasn't actually stressed, but do you think that was a thought in the back of my mind because, like, evolutionary? Like,
oh,
back,
yeah,
in,
back
days,
in the day, you're
like,
scared.
It would
like
be like a barbarian or something.
But a company, I saw on Twitter, a company launched a donut, and I don't know if they didn't know that this would cause controversy, but it's called Santa's Yum Nut.
So his...
Santa's Yum Nut.
I know, it does sound like it's his...
Nut.
It's his nut. Sperm.
I'm pretty sure nut, Urban Dictionary. That already means sperm, so I don't know how they didn't know this.
Wait, what donut company? Like
it was like S&M or something. I don't even know. But people just thought it was so funny that they named a donut called Santa's Yum Nut. But like, that is good marketing because now I want to try it. Because like, I want to try Santa's Yum Nut.
I know. And like, and I have like this thing in my notes. Well, we were talking about like what companies are going to be named like in 50 years. And I feel like more people are going to start doing that.
I know, like accidentally named, like, yeah.
Like what the notes were, like, because I wrote it in my notes, I thought it was so funny, but it was just like in 50 years, like I feel like there's going to be a place called Slap My Ass Ice Cream, you know? Because it's just catchy.
I feel like that is a possibility. There already is Egg Slut.
That's true. It's starting in Los Angeles, the big cities, and Chicago.
I think it started out in Vegas, but yeah. How do I even know the origin of Egg Slut?
Fat ass. I'm joking. Fat ass is like already a big theme in this podcast episode. Like,
I know. Stop me the title.
Fat ass.
I know. But it's crazy how like, I feel like in like 2009, you'd hear fat ass and be like, oh my God, an insult. But like now that's a compliment. People are like, I have a fat ass.
Oh yeah. Like, yeah, fat ass. It can mean so many things. Like when I think of fat ass, like I think about like ordering 2 waffles just because I want 2 apples.
Yeah, I guess it depends on how someone says it.
Oh yeah, if you say like you're actually a fat ass, but if you say like, I just had like a vision of like me being at school in the cafeteria.
That seems like something that would happen in like a teen movie.
I know, like I just had like a vision like that would never happen.
Oh yeah,
in real life it seems like, I don't know if it does, but. Yeah.
It could. But should we get into the emails? We actually asked last podcast for you guys to send in gross hygiene things you guys do, but nobody really came through with that.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know if like you guys have something against me because I'm the one who said it, but people, like, no one really replied. I said it in the middle of the podcast, so.
Aren't they probably just like, boo, like we aren't gross. Like we don't do anything gross.
Oh yeah, someone did send a gross email, but I didn't style it, but do we want to talk about it?
What was it? Oh, what was it?
The person who shouted.
Oh, they shat their bed.
They took laxatives or something.
Yeah, something about them. I just remember, like, I skimmed it. She, like, shat her bed.
Oh, yeah, like, I'm not saying y'all gross, but I just, like, wanted to
put that
in. Oh,
she took laxatives because she was constipated. So, like, it wasn't her fault.
Yeah. And, I wanted to stop it, but I just was like, I don't know if I
didn't
it was
start
so
it because
funny.
I feel like.
I didn't want to I didn't want you guys to be grossed
out.
Yeah,
I don't
want to
be known as the poop podcast.
But I did think it was like a good story. Thanks for telling us.
Oh yeah, no, we loved it. We just, but yeah. But this one actually isn't even anything gross. It's just called Flo Rida is very real and they have evidence. Because a long time ago on the podcast, we talked about how we have a conspiracy theory that Flo Rida isn't real, which I think a lot of people can agree with.
Yeah, and it's like, there's other people like that too. They pop up every 5 years and it's like, but are they like being made in a machine within
those
5 years?
Yeah, it's like Flo Rida, I feel like definitely is just like an AI experiment. Like I just don't believe he's a real person, but this person claims that he is real.
And they got in a fight with him, right?
Yeah, they have a fight.
Okay, let's hear about this.
They said, I was re-listening to the July 7th episode where we talk about the Flo Rida Isn't Real podcast. And they said, hearing this triggered a memory deep within me that they forgot they even had. They forgot that they had met Flo Rida. But they said, Flo Rida is very real. And I think I'm in a feud with him.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So the year was 2011. and my friends and I were going to a super cool concert that featured multiple acts. Selena Gomez was headlining, and other acts included Nicole Scherzinger from the Pussycat Dolls.
How do you say her last name?
Scherzinger?
I don't know.
Cody Simpson, Tayo Cruz, One Republic, and Flo Rida. I want to go to that concert.
No, like, this isn't Jingle Ball. It's something even
Was this
butter.
Like Wango Tango? I went to Wango Tango one year in LA, and it was so cool because it was just that type of vibe where like B.O.B. came out for a bit.
I love that
stuff.
And
then like Ariana Grande came out, then like Iggy Azalea. I just loved it. I was like going from B.O.B. to Ariana Grande. Then like Shakira even was there.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, what is, Ed Sheeran.
What is Jingle Ball like? Because that's like
the same thing.
I think that's like the main one that everyone
goes. I actually love it
because
it's like concert for ADD people because like they come up for like 10 minutes and the next person comes
out. They just sing like their greatest hits.
Yeah, it's like we aren't going to hear the deep cuts. We're just going to hear like, you know, B.O.B. sing Airplanes and stuff and get off.
It sounds like so stressful.
But on performing. This one was, I can't believe Tayo Cruz and Flo Rida and Nicole Scherzinger all in the, and Cody Simpson.
Didn't something you are come lucky, out about Sydney. Tayo Cruz? Like he's going to release a new song or something.
I remember he, yeah, I think so. I think he did release a new song. I haven't listened yet, though.
Oh.
But I'm excited. They said before the concert started, I noticed that three of the popular mean girls from our school were there. They were the super stereotypical mean middle schoolers and even bullied one of my friends into becoming homeschooled. Holy shit.
This is like bad.
I know. What are these people doing now? Are they still just jackasses, do you think?
Hopefully they learn like the lesson to not be jackasses.
They said they were seated not too far from me. We had really good seats, but of course their seats were even better. This movie, this literally sounds like a teen movie, like the rich mean girls.
I know.
And they said, basically, I just ignored them and I was having the best time ever until Flo Rida came onto the stage. His performance was going great until for some reason, Flo Rida basically started stripping. He took off all of his clothes besides his pants and he started crowd surfing. They even have a photo for evidence. This happened. His butt is out, but like he has underwear over it.
Oh,
but, so he is real. They have a photo. They spotted Flo Rida in the wild.
Did it look like him though?
I think. And they said he was singing low. Wait, oh, is that Apple Bottom Jeans?
Shawty got low, low,
oh,
low.
Oh, hell
low,
yeah.
Low. Is that, isn't right? Is it? Shawty got low, low, low. Apple
bottom jeans, boots with the fur, with the fur.
Because last episode I mixed Madonna up with Kylie Minogue, so I wanted to make sure.
Wait, that's a gay sin.
I know.
That's so embarrassing. But so they said a bunch of people got to go up on stage at Flo Rida during low.
Yeah.
They really wanted to go up on stage, but the mean girls got to go up. So the mean girls were asked to go on stage. This girl was pissed, and they even got to wear his jacket.
Is karma even real?
I know. They said, I had a great time, but I'm still mad at Flo Rida for giving his jacket to the meanest girls in school. Honestly, I'm pissed too.
Because picture this. I'm just picturing me going to a concert with my friend, and then there's these mean-ass bitches.
I know, like, so rude. Like, they bullied someone so bad
and
they had to get homeschooled.
And they are the one less lonely girl at Justin Bieber's concert.
I know. It's like, Justin, no. If you only knew what this girl did to people's emotional beings. She's horrible.
But I am glad that Flo Rida's real. And, like, he brought them up on stage. So, like, he's real. He's human.
I know. He is real. So, I'm excited. And I hope has he had any jams lately?
I think his last one was Welcome to My House.
Welcome to my house. Hell yes. I want to see if he's planning on any comebacks.
Because
like, he's gonna.
How old is he? Like 46?
41.
Oh, okay.
But I just want to know if he has any new songs coming out. Because I guarantee, like, within the next 2 years, like, he'll have a number one song.
Does he release albums or singles only?
I don't know. Let's see. Okay.
I'm just so interested.
He had a song come out last year called Snack. That sounds like it would have been a hit.
Was it? Like, what did it go to?
That one didn't take off, but he obviously will have one that will come out soon.
Snack?
Also, he had a song come out called Zillionaire. I want to hear that. That song did well in, what is this country? The UK. Sorry to scroll up. But yeah, so he still has the hits in the UK.
Wait, so was his last hit Welcome to My House? That's what I want to know. Or was the one that's like more recent that I forgot about?
There's one called Ola that was big in Australia.
I haven't heard that.
But
unfortunately,
I actually want to know if any of our listeners, I want to know if any of our listeners were ever the one less lonely girl at the Justin Bieber concert.
Oh my gosh. I remember, yeah, I want to know too, because I remember watching his documentary, his first one in movie theaters, all of us did, and thinking like, if I was, well, I guess I couldn't be, but I just remember being like, it's so cool.
So he had his hit song, One Less Lonely Girl, Justin Bieber, and he would bring up a girl from the audience and just serenade her. Like, I want to know, do any of you guys experience that? And if not, like, how was it? I mean, if you did, I want to know everything about it.
Oh, yeah, I want to, too.
I know. I love that. That is always my dream. Because, like, when I went to Britney Spears in Vegas, I saw her, like, 4 times. But that sounds so, like, pathetic.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm, like, a groupie or something.
Oh, no.
But actually, I'm proud of it. I went to her concert 4 times, and each time I envisioned that I'd be the one to get pulled on stage with the leash by her, but I never was.
Oh, yeah, I feel like that happened. Well, I didn't know she did that, but, like, even at Lady Gaga's concert, she doesn't bring anyone on stage, but I remember, like, there was moments of silence, and I actually thought she was going to be like, come up, meet me after the show.
Oh, yes, or even we went to Katy Perry's Witness concert. We were like front row.
Oh, yeah.
But she had a point where she like was going to bring up an aspiring singer. And I was like, will it be me?
Oh, yeah. Like like in those moments, like I actually think like we're going to be friends after this.
I was like, wait, I'm going to get put on stage and get discovered.
Remember when she brought that dad up to play basketball?
Oh, yeah.
I just want to say, like, Katy Perry puts on a show.
It was so, I loved
she
it.
She put on a full show.
I know, never bored once, not one. She's either flying in the sky, so many outfit changes.
Yeah.
Her short-ass hair at the time.
Oh, wait, did you wear a wig for part of it or no?
No, it was all just the...
The blonde thing?
The Ellen haircut. But do you remember when she brought up the person to sing?
Yeah, and it was like a little girl.
Yeah. But remember, she actually had to get mad at some people during that part.
Why?
Because like the little girl was singing and people in the audience were singing so loud. She just said, you guys, this is her moment.
Oh, yeah.
So she had to shut them down. It's like they were singing so loud you couldn't hear the actual winner.
I just thought about, I remember when that little girl was singing, I actually thought like, this girl might like be like the next thing.
I know, it's always so awkward because then like they go up and sing and it's like, yeah, not that good. You know what I mean? It's like, we had this whole build up and it's like, you aren't even going to get discovered. But somebody did write a gross habit that I have.
Okay, tell it.
They said, I was going to tell you the grossest habit I have. They said they have no shame. The grossest thing that I do is peeing in the shower. I do because sometimes I don't need to pee, but then I go in the shower and I need to. Also, the water is already going down the drain.
I despise this email. And the reason why I despise it because why would you say that's a gross habit?
Yeah, let's be honest. Everyone does that, right?
I'm not going to say everyone does it because I feel like some people are so grossed out by it. But for me, I would never be grossed out by it.
Yeah, I think it's also because like if I do pee in the shower, I pee straight towards the drain. And then like I would never do it after I already use like soap and stuff. Like that'd be the first thing I do. And then like wash myself.
I'm joking.
Like, and then like put shampoo on, like wash my whole body. So it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, my thing with peeing in the shower, I do it before I do anything else.
Yeah. And like, of course you shit in the shower. I'm kidding.
Can you bitch up pushing it down the drain?
But like, I don't think that's that gross. You know what I mean?
I don't associate any grossness with it.
Yeah, and obviously if it's the last thing you do and you just walk out with like pee on you. But like if it's one of the first steps and like you're going to wash it off. And like also it probably won't even touch you. It just goes straight towards the drain.
Also like I could drink my pee because I drink so much water that it's just clear. So like it's literally just water at
but
that point.
He did want to say at the end though, like just so you guys know, like I do not condone peeing in baths, which I get. Like
that is
gross because then you're just sitting in the piss.
I like this email now. Yeah, because I think hopefully we can all agree
on
that.
We know there's listeners out there who piss in the bath, but I just want you to know like then the piss is all over your body.
I guess if it's my piss, it's fine because it's waddle piss. Not if it's my piss, but if it's like my piss.
Yeah, so let's just, Dylan, you,
I'm joking. Don't pee in the bath. I still think it's gross.
I'm glad you came forward, Dylan, but I just want you to know everyone does that, right?
I still don't think everyone does.
Yeah, you know there's people listening. I know there's someone listening who's like appalled. Like, you pee in the shower. You're disgusting.
I don't know. That's the thing is that I know someone's like so grossed out and like kind of still want to stop listening, but it's kind of just like, I do.
Unfortunately,
it
we're going
to
come
accept.
Forward. And this is our truth, and we have peed in the shower.
Yeah, that's probably like, I just can't believe some people think that's gross.
Yeah, it isn't.
But I understand your opinion.
Next, we have an email from someone. Their name rhymes with Rema. It's Emma Chamberlain.
Well,
yeah, it's actually, I actually don't think it's her, but it might be.
Who knows?
They said, okay, my thing is I rarely wash my hands after I pee. I have a vagina. Excuse me. So I don't even have to touch my dick. I just have to wipe, but I don't use a toilet paper. Wait, but I don't use thin toilet paper, so it never touches anything. But I can explain. I always have to put lotion on, or else my hands get super dry after I wash my hands. And sometimes in public, I don't have access to lotion. And sometimes I don't want to get lotion at home. I think I've already said this on the podcast. I had a dermatologist tell me once to not wash my hands after peeing.
Oh, yeah, you did say that.
Because I used to have this weird growth in between my fingers. I don't know if it was eczema or what the hell it was, but it was irritation. And she said, how many times do you wash your hands a day? And I was like, oh, every time I like go pee and stuff. And she's like, do you pee a lot? And I'm like, yeah, because I want to stay hydrated. She's like, yeah, don't wash your hands every time you pee. It's just not, you don't need to do that.
Wait, so, I guess like if she said that.
Yeah.
Did this person say she doesn't wipe after she goes pee?
No, she uses thick toilet paper.
Oh, I get it now. Because I remember hearing, like, when you have a vagina, you wipe after you go pee. But I didn't know, like, if they did or not.
Oh, yeah, because with guys, like, you don't even have to wipe.
Yeah, like, when I was little, I used to, like...
You actually would wipe with toilet paper?
I just would, like, dabble. I don't know.
Oh, I never have done that.
When I was little, I did. I remember I used to hate peeing standing up, and
I don't know, for some reason, I was so against it in the beginning.
Yeah, like, I don't know why, and I don't know, like, why people say you have to start going pee standing up. Like, I don't know why that's a thing. I think peeing sitting down is associated with gayness.
Also, I remember her specifically being scared for me peeing sitting down. She thought, like, I'd pee all over the floor. Because, like, she thought, like, your penis would just, like, stay forward and, like, pee everywhere.
Oh, yeah, I'm not.
But it's like, of course you push it down.
Oh, yeah, like, I don't think everyone's telling us to go pee standing up because they're scared of us turning out gay.
I like him 50-50 with, like, peeing standing up and sitting down.
Yeah, if it's the middle of the night, I pee sitting down.
In public, for sure, pee standing up. Like, why would you sit down?
Yeah.
But at my own house, it's like, if I wake up at, like, 3, I'm probably going to sit down and pee.
I've probably said this, but in some public situations, I can't go pee.
Oh, I hate that where there's a line.
Yeah, I'm not, like, I wouldn't say I'm nervous because I'm actually not nervous. It's just something, like, I know there's people around me, it's like, for some reason, I can't let out. Even if I have to go pee so bad, it's so annoying.
I
During
hate
school,
that.
It used to happen all the time.
I hate that feeling when you have to go pee so bad, but you can't because there's like a line or something.
Wait, so I don't think that's gross, by the way. Like, because.
Yeah, it's just peeing. And like, as long as you don't touch any urine, like, I guess I'm not going to judge you.
Yeah. And like, I guess you do touch the toilet seat though.
Yeah, like there's germs. But you need germs to like be healthy.
Yeah, microbiome.
But, oh, this isn't even a gross habit, but we got an email from someone. Saying this is this, I guess they sent us one before. They said, I advertise your podcast on Tinder all the time for free.
Yeah, I saw one like this before, but there's another one.
Yeah, and they said, emails. If you've had any new listeners recently, it's probably because of me. I do think I should start getting paid. And she showed us actual screenshots from Tinder, and she just tells people, like, hey, do you like podcasts? Listen to Lucas and Jacob, the bro show. I think you would like it. And then the guy said, hi there. What's it about? And she said, you'll have to listen to find out. He said, well, it does sound interesting, but a little synopsis would be nice. And she simply said no. So he might have listened.
Oh my god, so he probably like listened to one 10-minute part and he's made his decision. Maybe he's a stan now.
I know. And then she also went to someone else and said, listen to the bro show, it's so good. And he said, I shall. So I wonder what they thought.
I know, I love the idea of someone random, like, who never heard of any of us, like, and I just want to know, like, what their thoughts are. That's what I want to know. Like, if you don't even watch our YouTube channels, you know what I mean?
I know, I want to know, like, what they thought of it.
Yeah.
But she also included, like, she didn't, like, cut the screenshot, so I see, like, the beginning of the things.
Anything juicy?
She said, goodnight, my little spice queen, to a guy, and he said, queen, I'm a male. She said, everyone is a queen to me. It's just a nickname.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
And then another one was about like a kiss on the forehead or something. Kiss him on the forehead for me. Oh, I think she's talking about a dog.
I wonder, like, that's just so weird that some people are actually queens.
I know, that's so
like,
weird.
I still like, find that so
living
weird.
Living in America, we don't experience that, but that's crazy that like there's queens. Like,
I
what?
I know. Like, I think I've said this on the podcast, but like, I want to like live in a castle to see what it feels like.
Yeah.
Like, I'm honestly like, what it feels like to live in a castle.
But I'm actually surprised, like, in like England and stuff, I'm surprised. Have people like revolted against it?
I don't know.
I think it's so cool they have royalty, but I just pictured like people would be like, hell no, we aren't paying you guys to live all lavish. Get the hell out. Like, do you think that's ever happened?
I know, I thought that would happen too, but I guess.
No offense to the UK people. We'll get some comments like, oh, that has happened.
Yeah, like, there's probably a few people that are mad about it.
Yeah, because it's sort of like, why do you guys get to live all fancy?
Maybe not, though. It's been happening forever, though, right?
Yeah, I think it's just like a fun tradition. So I get it. Plus, it's fun like watching the royal wedding and stuff. And they do like charity and stuff. So they aren't just not doing anything.
I know, like, the royal family is so big. Like, even in the US, people watch the weddings. Like, everyone cares.
I remember I watched a documentary on the Queen, and she's done so many like good charities. Things. Yeah, she's just helped so much stuff. I can't name any specific thing, but I remember like the whole documentary was like, she does so many good things. And like, she would travel to all these countries and like rescue people and stuff. So like, it's
that's
not like
so good.
It's not like it's like, I guess what I'm picturing it, I'm picturing like sitting in a castle just like being waited on, but like they actually do stuff.
It wouldn't be like if the if there was like a group of like basically the Kardashians, if they just didn't have to make money, but they were like so rich from the government though.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That is funny how in America people get mad at the Kardashians. Like, they're rich because of us, though. Like, we literally buy their products.
Oh,
and
yeah. Or if a YouTuber does a house tour and they live in this mansion, people are like, wait, what? But it's like, are you watching their videos gave them this?
Yeah, you bought their Morphe palette and now they're here. So that's about all the gross habits we had, but we had a few other emails I wanted to talk about.
I know, there was a ton. I don't know how.
Yeah, you guys have been sending some good stuff. One is, I think my boyfriend is gay.
Oh, okay.
They
we're
said,
gonna out someone and say their name.
I know we're gonna say their name and address. They said, so I've been dating this guy for about 6 months. We hang out all the time, but we have only kissed once. Like, we cuddle all the time and stuff, but he has this guy friend who everyone thinks is gay. He has called this guy friend hot before, and they have sleepovers once a week. What do I do? This one sounds fake, doesn't it?
Yeah, like, it could be real, but it sounds like something that someone made it up because they wanted to hear always fine.
But
at the same time, it could be true. Like, I'm not going to put it past, like, this is happening somewhere.
Yeah. Dating for 6 months, haven't kissed, and he calls his gay friend hot. And they have sleepovers once a week.
It's like, honestly, like, I don't want to say anything because I don't know, but, like, yeah, obviously also, like, it does sound fishy to most people. Let's be honest.
But also, he's allowed to say people are hot.
Oh, yeah, and then also, like, also, with the staying at a gay person's house, it's not like if you're gay, you're going to have sex with any guy. You know, just like if you're if you're a straight girl and a guy sleeps over, it's not like, oh, we're going to have sex because we like, we're into each other. So, you know what I mean?
I guess, go off.
I would just say, like, if you are curious, you could ask him about it.
I would just say, are you gay, though?
Yeah, I would just say, like, I guess, like, you could just, like, ask him about it nicely.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll...
I get gay vibes. Am I getting the vibes right or am I wrong?
Wait, is that mean to do or not?
I mean, I don't think so, right?
Yeah, because...
I guess, probably. I bet you'd probably be like, what, I'm dating you and you're a girl, so why would you ask
me? Oh, yeah, that's true. Like, if someone asked me that. Are you straight, though?
Somebody actually wanted tea from Jacob's past boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to address Jacob's past relationship.
We are.
They said about 2 years ago, you guys made a couple of videos about Jacob dating some guy named Luke. The videos were great, but I was wondering if there's any behind the scenes tea you'd like to spill. So a little backstory.
So we weren't actually dating, just to let everyone know.
But a little backstory is I had these videos I had to do for a brand. So Jacob just agreed to do like a dating series for me. So I found a guy on Tinder, or you found a guy on Tinder, and we asked him if he'd be in the video. And it was about you guys going on a first date. You guys did a second date. I think the videos were called, like, Getting Jacob a Boyfriend. And the second episode is They Broke Up.
Oh, yeah. 2 weeks in a row.
So they said, was he in on the joke?
That's so funny that the brand let you do these videos, first of all.
I know. I just pictured, like, Coca-Cola watching that.
And being like, wait, what? But I'm okay with it.
But was he in on the joke? I mean, I think so. Like, didn't we pretty much say, like, it was fake?
So I feel like this is what happened. So, like... So I downloaded Tinder and then every guy that matched with me, I just would say, oh, like, I just would tell them straight up, like, I want you to be in a video.
Yeah.
And then I didn't ever say, like, oh, like, this is mostly for the video, but I think it was just assumed. But yeah, like, the guy was so nice.
Yeah. But I'm trying to think, like, did you tell him, like, it was a joke? I don't remember.
Like, so when we were doing the videos, like, it was this weird, like, it was kind of weird for some reason, because I don't know.
Somebody actually had a question for you, though. They said, what, did you know that it was going to be, like, not real? Or did you think, like, oh, maybe we'd start dating?
Oh, I kind of just took the whole thing as a joke. Because at the time, I lived in Nebraska, so I just was kind of like, this is just a funny video. Like, I just kind of thought, like...
Yeah, wasn't it more like, oh, maybe you become friends with him or something?
I just kind of thought, it's like, oh, like... We're like, we're just gonna like do this video. I didn't even think about fun. They're just kind of like, just to do a video.
And also, the guy knew that he was gonna be in a video, so you know what I mean. And also, once he got there, he for sure like he was down to like play along because I literally gave you guys lines and stuff.
Oh yeah, I low-key scripted it.
I know, I low-key scripted it, like, because you guys were like both so awkward that I was like, okay, you say this and you say this, and I just kind of staged the whole thing.
Yeah,
it was literally, I was like a reality show producer for the day.
I know, and it turned out good.
Yeah, and he loved the video. Did we send him like it before we put it up just to make sure he was okay with it? I don't remember. I don't know. But he knew everything was going to be in it.
But he like...
And also we made sure, like, are you okay with being in the video? And this is like, are you okay? Like, we don't want to embarrass you or anything like that.
Yeah, and he also, like a year ago, he invited us to...
A play.
Yeah, we couldn't go, but he invited us.
Yeah,
he's nice.
Yeah, he was so nice. He was the perfect person for it because he like didn't take it too seriously. He was just having fun with it. You know?
He brought me a present the second.
Oh yeah. Then we asked him to be in the second video, and the second video was we broke up. But he knew it was going to be that, right? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah.
First of all, he knew you guys weren't even dating.
Yeah. So in my eyes, and I think in his eyes, it was kind of just the thing where like, oh, we're just doing this for comedy.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure you literally messaged him like, by the way, like, do you want to do a breakup video? And he was sure.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. It was like kind of transparent.
Yeah. And they did the breakup video. What did he bring you for a present?
I think it was a pair of socks.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. We like almost did a part two to that, remember? Like,
wait, another? We already did part two.
Well, we were going to do one, like go on Tinder again and... What was the idea? Oh! You would watch me go on a date or something?
No, I we were going to do it, but at the beginning of like the quarantine, I wanted to do like you go on Skype and do mystery dates with people.
Oh, wait, that was the video?
That's what I wanted to do because this guy messaged our podcast and said like, oh, like he was like 19 or something. He was like, I actually really like Jacob. Like, I just have a crush on him or whatever. Then someone messaged us saying like, I have a crush on Jacob. So it gave me the idea like, oh my God, I should set Jacob up on a bunch of blind dates.
That'd be so awkward.
Oh my God. So any single guys out there around Jacob's age, if you want to be on the Jacob dating show on my channel.
Oh yeah. It's like, on the H3 podcast, I try to find Trisha someone.
Yeah. So it'd just be another joke. Like he talks to all of you guys on Zoom, but like, who knows? It could like become real.
Oh, yeah. So, like, with the video, I guess this is what's up. Like, we're meeting each other. So, like, who knows?
Yeah.
It's so funny acting like I'm a bachelor, guys.
But isn't that so funny? Isn't that, like, the premise of The Bachelor? Like, everyone on there is kind of like, this is all for fame and, like, entertainment. But, like, at the end of the day, maybe it'll work out. But the most thing I want is fame and attention, right?
Oh, yeah. This is what I feel like. Because, honestly, they are similar. Because I feel like it's a thing where it's, like, since you won the show, like, we're gonna become, like, fiancés. But, like, at the end of the day, we wanted the Instagram follow so we don't have to ever do 9-to-5 jobs anymore.
Yeah, and just, like, want to be on The Bachelor because they're such a big fan.
I know. So, it was The Bachelor in real life.
I know, so if you want to be on The Bachelor Jacob version, and I hope that guy still listens who had a crush on you, because I'll find him in the email and email him. But, yeah.
Was there any other emails?
No.
Oh, okay. You actually might do that video?
I mean, if anyone replies, maybe no one will reply.
Oh, that's true. It'll be a good ego level.
Oh, yeah. There could even be, like, one girl, because it's like, maybe he is straight.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it. It can be an animal. Just joking. Oh, yeah. No bestiality.
All right. Well,
thanks for listening to this podcast.
Bye.
Is there any updates on my life that you guys want to know? I'm joking. Okay, bye.
Bye!
Thanks for listening.